Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show broadcast number 357 for Wednesday, April 20th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were about $2 stronger to $2 per ton weaker in early activity on Wednesday. The May contract was up $1.10 at $486 as traders positioned ahead of Statistics Canada data. Statistics Canada is set to release its seeding intentions report on Thursday, April 21st, which will give traders indications on this year's crop size. The Canadian dollar was weaker against its U.S. counterpart in early activity, which supported canola. Malaysian palm oil closed stronger overnight, which added to the advances. Canola has moved out of a sideways trading range to the upside, which is bullish. But losses in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans and soy oil limited gains in early activity. The market may see some investor profit-taking today ahead of StatsCan data, which could further cap advances. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were weaker, while wheat was stronger. Soybeans were about 49 cents per bushel weaker on Wednesday, with the May contract at $9.77 per bushel. Soybeans were correcting after yesterday's sharp gains as traders booked profits overnight. Heavy supplies also weighed on the market. Losses in crude oil were bearish as it makes processing soybeans into biodiesel less appealing. However, heavy rain in Argentina limited losses in early activity, as one official has described the crop as a failure. Corn prices were mostly unchanged in early activity, with the May contract down half a U.S. cent at $3.85 as losses in crude oil balanced strong commercial buying. Heavy rain in Argentina and dryness in Brazil further helped cap declines. Brazil is expected to increase U.S. corn purchases with the announcement that there will be no trade duty for at least 6 months. Rain in the U.S. might hamper seeding, which is bullish. For wheat, prices were about 1 to 2 cents per bushel stronger in choppy trading, with the Chicago May contract at $4.87. Investors' short covering propped up the market on Wednesday. But Russia is expected to see the biggest wheat crop in 8 years due to a warm winter, which limited gains. Ukraine's wheat crop is also expected to be huge, with estimates raised from 18.5 million metric tons to 19.8 million metric tons. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, April 20th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.